So, Hare Krishna, I welcome all of you for this evening class on the two essential human needs, which when we fulfill them, make us totally complete and we do not require anything else. We will start this class by chanting the Pranam Mantras to Srila Prabhupada. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskatyade Shatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. There's one very special Upanishad, which consists of questions posed by Maitreyi to her husband Yajnavalkya. So I want to take you to this evening to one of these questions. We can just imagine a beautiful, peaceful forest. Maybe a lake shining in the background, a banyan tree, and under the banyan tree, the ancient saint Yajnavalkya. Before him, his wife Maitreyi. Maitreyi asks a question. What are the basic needs of a human being? And Yajnavalkya closes his eyes, goes deep inside of himself, and contacts the Lord of Inspiration, Paramatma. And after a deep trance, he comes out with the answer. The two fundamental needs of every human being are to love and to be loved. When these two needs are fulfilled, that is, when the human being is feeling the love of someone and receiving the love of someone, and when he is also able to express his love, at that time he's totally satisfied and does not require anything else. But if a human being has so many things, like wealth, maybe a recognition as a great inventor, but he lacks love in his life, that is, he does not experience being loved, and he can also not give his love, he feels very, very miserable. Now I notice we have a translation going on. Let me just see, is that nicely arranged? Can they hear you? You do for two people translations or all people, but I can see only two people can hear you. Yeah, I guess it's one of these Indian arrangements where not deep thought went into it. Should we first ask who requires translation and then set it up properly? No. Okay, then we can go on like this. My dear devotees, it's so absolutely important for you to give me your attention to this point. I can guarantee you, if you listen for about half an hour, you will make a very important discovery in your spiritual life. So I really want that you really concentrate and listen. So, my dear devotees, it's so important that you understand these two things. What is a life without love? It's empty, it's shallow, and it will turn towards meaningless materialistic pleasures. If you do not feel fulfilled inside by experiencing love and by giving your love, the life is not worth living. Ultimately, the Shastras teach us that the only personality worth giving our love to is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and enter, so to say, a loving relationship with Him, where we can experience Krishna's love flowing in our direction, and where we can also give our love to Him. This, if you want, a circle of love, where a person can feel, Krishna loves me, and let me give my love to Krishna. This circle of love is a very, very important a circle to enter into. There is a very, very great personality in our scriptures. Queen Kunti, who gives us a prayer about this. As you all know, Queen Kunti had three very memorable lives. The Rajkumari Kunti, that is, when Kunti was a young girl, her father said to her one morning, Kunti, at that time her name was Prita. Prita, we are going today to Kunti Bhoja, my friend. Oh, father, I don't know Kunti Bhoja. Is he an interesting personality? He's my friend. And today you will stay with him. You will not come with me. He will be your new father. What, father? You are giving me away? Yes, Prita. He wants so much a child. And I can have children he cannot have. Oh, is it Dharma which wants this of me? Yes, it's your father's wish. So Rajkumari Kunti came Prita came to Kunti Bhoja and then became known as Kunti. That was her first section in her life. Later, she was married to Pandu and became the mother of the five Pandavas. She had another child, her firstborn, who was known as Karna. There were many trials, many ups and downs in her life. It was basically a difficult life, full of worries for her sons. And finally, the third section in Kunti's life, and this is where I want to put your attention to, was when Yudhishthir became the emperor of the world and she became the Rajmata, the queen's mother, I think you could call it, or king's mother, the most exalted womanly role. But she was not happy. When Yudhishthira had become the king or the emperor, and it was organized that oblations were done to all those who had fallen in the battle of Kurukshetra, Kunti approached her second eldest, Yudhishthira, and said, "There's one offering of oblation which you have not yet done. There's one person whom you have not yet honored. It's your dead brother." "What?" said Yudhishthira. "All Panch Pandavas are alive. There are six Pandavas. There are six sons of mine," said Kunti. "Mother, who is our fallen brother?" asked Yudhishthira. And Queen Kunti said with so much pain, "Kala. All the five Pandavas, they had always felt that Karna, who acted as the deadly enemy of Arjuna, was somehow strangely related to them. But now their mother confirmed this terrible feeling. Their brother Karna had been killed in the battle of Kurukshetra." Can you imagine what a mother feels who sees that her two children engage in combat and one child kills the other? Can you imagine this? Her heart is torn into many places. When Queen Kunti saw that Karna, her beloved firstborn child, was attacking her children, and when she saw that Arjuna had killed Karna, she was devastated. So at the end of this drama in three acts, the drama of Kunti's life, she prayed a prayer about love. Love which she wanted to focus on Krishna. She said,
Tvayime nanya vishaya mati madhu pateratim udvahatat adaganga vogam mudanvati.
O Lord of Madhu, O Krishna, I have one request. As the Ganges forever flows to the sea without hindrance, let my attraction be constantly drawn unto you without being diverted to anyone else. Queen Kunti prays here about the greatest gift, the gift of Ananya Bhakti, where the love of our hearts can flow without diversion and distraction to Lord Krishna, much like the Ganges River, who since time immemorial flows, pushing all hindrances aside to enter into the ocean. This is the perfection of our human life and the perfection of bhakti. Deep within our hearts, my dear devotees, my dear friends, and my dear skeptics, deep within our hearts is a river of love, which urges us forward to flow towards Krishna. This Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema, this eternal love for Krishna, is something which is deep within our heart. But most of the time, it is something we are not fully aware of. It's something which is like an undercurrent. Now, I don't know if you understand this word undercurrent. Maybe it's not the proper English word either. It's like a river which flows under the earth. There's such rivers. I've heard that the Falgu River. But I'm speaking of a different river. Maybe like something which you find in Brazil, where there are actual rivers which flow 50 meters underneath the earth in nice caves under the earth. You can go there and dive there. No need to go there, but I'm just saying there are rivers who flow under the earth. So deep in our hearts, there is this river of love flowing, and it wants to flow to Krishna. That's what it naturally does. But because of our material experiences, the river is dammed up. Do you know what this means? A river, when a river flows and you put a dam before it, it can't flow. It pushes against the dam. It is obstructed. It's not like what Queen Kunti talks here about, the river Ganga, which pushes aside the obstacle. No. Our love has unfortunately been stopped. Krishna talks about the three things which stop our love. He says it's attachment, it's fear, and it's anger. We are so attached to the material world, to our material attachments, if you that this river of love cannot flow to Krishna. It's stopped, it's blocked. Or we are so afraid to give our love to Krishna. We think, well, what if I give my love and no one is there? What if I call Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, but the station in the spiritual world is not occupied. No one hears me. Fear of spiritual exchange, of rasa, of entering the relationship with the Lord. We don't have enough faith. And anger, maybe. Maybe we are so frustrated in our life of misplaced love that we just don't trust any longer this loving business, giving love to Krishna. No, won't work for me. So, our love for God is damped in, is walled in. There's a wall and it doesn't flow any longer. Do you know what happens when you put a dam? Oh, Prabhu, listen, don't talk, listen. Listen, Prabhu, don't talk. Translation, oh. 50 different translations. Prabhu's little bit more organization is required. We have this big temple, but the beginning stages of organization, not the end stages. Good. So, what happens when you build a dam before a river? The river stops forever. It accumulates, water accumulates. And then at one stage, the water flows over, left and right. Almost like when you want to take a shower with your baldi, and you put your baldi under the crane, and then it comes, more and more water comes in the baldi, the bucket, and all of, then it starts to overflow, right? And you think, my God, I'm not quick enough with my soap here. I have to stop the water supply. So this happens also when our love of Krishna doesn't flow any longer, because there's a dam. There's an overflow. For instance, our attention might be fixed on the opposite sex, a beautiful woman or beautiful man, and that original pure love flows over. It is called karma, lust. Or here comes the strong, our love of Krishna is coming, and because we are afraid to give our love to Krishna, or we are so attached to the material world, or we are so frustrated that we are so bitter in our spiritual life, and we see money, and some little water comes, psst, almost like urine comes. Psst. What is that called? Greed. I want to have this money. Or here comes the strong current, but it cannot flow. It cannot flow. It's damned. What a condemned life. It's damned. And we see, maybe a mother sees a child and goes, ooh, all the love, some of the love comes, spills over. Then it's called motherly love, something which is quite noble in this world. No? So my point here is, all what we experience in this world as love is only an overflow, so to say, a very weak, shallow representation of the real thing. The original experience, the strong and fulfilling experience of love of Krishna. Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita tells us that many people have overcome this wall of attachment, fear and anger, and have developed transcendental love for Him again.
And I want to read to you this shloka and then tell you a little bit in the remaining 15 minutes how you can again develop this strong current, this free current of love of Krishna. Here comes your shloka.
Vitaraga baya krodha mang maya mang upashrita bahavo jnana tapasa putamad bhavam agata.
Krishna says, free from attachment, fear and anger, free from this dam, fully absorbed in me, and taking full shelter in me, many, many persons in the past became purified by knowledge of me, and thus they all attained transcendental love for me. Because we are simple, and it's evening, and we are from Delhi, I will make it very simple. You have to become free from attachment, fear, and anger, become purified in your heart, and then you can also develop transcendental love for Krishna. So if you want to develop love for Krishna, my dear devotees, you have to first develop love for the devotees of Krishna. It has been said that before you can love what you can at the moment not yet see, you have to love what you can see. First love what you can see before you can love what you can at the moment not yet see. So to develop or to free that strong river of love in your heart, you have to learn to love Krishna's devotees. And I will tell you a little story in this connection, which is very, very nice. There was once a Swamiji, his name was Radha Mohan Goswami, who had gone into the forest to open an ashram. It was a forest infested with tigers and dangerous criminals, but he had meditated under a banyan tree next to a river, had chanted so beautifully the stavas, and somehow he was able to open a little ashram. Then he built a mandir, and a little later it was a quite nice ashram with 30 persons living inside. So there was you can see that there was this river, then there was this ashram and a temple. But because it was still in the midst of the forest where there were tigers and there was sometimes somewhere a village of criminals, there needed to be a chokidar, a guard at the entrance of the ashram gate. So one day something important happened for us. Yes, said the chokidar. There was a simple farmer. The farmer said, "Brother chokidar, I am so happy with you. You were the first person who opened the gates of this ashram for me so that I could come into the temple and see Radha and Krishna. I brought a present today for you. I brought from my tree a wonderful green papaya for you." The chokidar thought, "What? Someone is giving me a papaya? How wonderful." You have a... Actually, it was... I must correct myself. This was the wrong... We made a mistake. It was a yellow, a mature papaya. Listen very carefully. This, if you understand this story, it will change your life and you will become a lover of God. But you need to listen and concentrate. But God said, wow, I got a papaya. He said to the farmer, I thank you very much, farmer. And he felt very happy because he felt love by the farmer. When the farmer had taken his darshan and gone from the ashram, he thought, I really don't need a papaya now, but I should show my love to Swamiji who came when this was a wilderness. And he went to the Swamiji and said, I always wanted to express my gratitude, Radha Mohan Goswami. You gave me shelter in this ashram. You gave me work and seva. I want to give you this papaya for you. Swamiji took it. Thank you very much. I didn't know that it meant so much for you. I'm very happy. Thank you. And Swamiji felt, oh, someone appreciated my attempts to serve. But I really don't need to eat a papaya. There's this sick brahmachari who needs a little vitamin C. So let me go to him. He's lying since 1 month in his bed. So Swamiji came and said, here, my dear brahmachari, you give me a papaya? But I'm not able to do service since 1 month. I'm just bedridden. No, it's all right. You have done so much service. Now you need to take rest, said Swamiji. There's no mobile phone in this story, by the way. So the brahmachari thought, well, I'm very, very honored. When Swamiji was gone, he thought, I will give this papaya to Brother Cook. The cook always cooks for me just this diet, you know, with this soft cooked rice and soup. And I should show him my gratitude and should show him a little attention. And the sick brahmachari gave this papaya to Brother Cook. Brother Cook was happy, but he thought also, I don't need a papaya. I give it to Govinda Das, who chants more than 64 rounds each day. Govinda Das was very happy that someone gave him a gift, but he thought, let me give it to the new person who is so weak in his faith. Maybe if the newcomer sees this papaya, which is such a miracle of God, you know, it's like fruit juice packaged. Then he has faith in the miracle and the Shrishti Shakti, the creative energy of Lord, grows. And he gave this to the new person. And the new person said, oh, very nice. Thank you. I feel very honored. But in his heart, he thought, this papaya really goes to Brother Shokida. Brother Shokida was the first one who opened the ashram gates. I will give the papaya to him. So he came with the papaya and said, Brother Shokida, a papaya for you. I'm very happy that you cared for me. Shokida took the papaya and he said, I know this papaya. It came this morning at 9 o'clock in my hands. Now it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It's the same papaya. From where did you get the papaya? Oh, said the newcomer, I don't want to say. It's my present for you. Chokidas was very intelligent. He said, let me go to Swamiji. So he went to Swamiji. Oh, Swamiji? Yes. Said Swamiji, and by the way, I want to thank you very much for your papaya, Brother Chokida. Chokida said, that's why I'm coming. How did you like my papaya? Swamiji said, I liked your love. I gave the papaya to the sick Brahmachari. Thank you, said Chokida, and he went to the Brahmachari. Did you receive a papaya this morning? Yes, Swamiji came. And he said it was all right that I'm sick since 1 month. I should rest and become well. He also gave me a papaya, but I thought I gave it to Brother Cook. Said the Chokidas, went to Brother Cook and said, Brother Cook was so inspired. Chokidas said, why do you look so inspired, Brother Cook? You know, this Brahmachari for whom I cooked is such a nice person. He gave me a papaya. I didn't need the papaya. I gave it to Govinda Das. Then Chokida went to Govinda Das. Govinda Das chanted every day 64 rounds, but this day he looked so effulgent and so bright and so happy. It seemed something had happened to him. And Chokida asked, what has happened to you? That people are so nice in this ashram. They gave me a papaya. This is Cook, who always had such a dry heart, you know. He gave me this papaya. And I gave it to the newcomer. Okay, said Chokida. Now he felt he could offer the papaya. He felt this papaya has traveled through the circle of love from one person in the ashram to the next, and it has opened their hearts to each other. He took the papaya, offered it to Krishna, and started to eat. And then one by one, Swamiji came and said, what do you eat there? Oh, come, 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 I eat the fruit of love. What, what? Yes, that's the papaya which went today all around our ashram. Oh, said Swamiji, can I also eat? Yes. Then the sick Brahmachari came. He looked very fit. What do you eat there? We eat from the fruit of love. Come, join us. Brother Cook came. Come, eat and join us. Govinda came. Come, eat. Then the newcomer came. And everyone was very fulfilled. Because for the first time, they could actually experience what it means to give love and to receive love. And then they became very, very happy. The whole atmosphere in the ashram became an atmosphere of love. My dear devotees, I'm telling you the story of the mature papaya. Not the green one, the immature. Because I have something in mind this evening. Very often in our temples, our love for each other is immature, green. It's not really there. We don't care so much for each other. We have to learn, because we want to just fix our attention on God, on love. But it doesn't work like this. Krishna says in the Adi Purana to Arjuna, the one who says he is directly my devotee is not my devotee. Krishna doesn't accept this. But one who is the devotee of my devotee
He is my devotee.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also gave us this idea of becoming the servant of the servant of the servant. Das anudas, huh? Because it is then when you can approach Krishna. You have to learn to give the papaya to the devotees of Krishna. When you do so, you will enter into the circle of love which will free the love which is now in your heart and which cannot express itself because there is material attachment and fear and anger stopping it from flowing freely. Huh? When you learn to give your love to the devotees, when you learn to serve the devotees, at that time, the wall, the dam, the obstacles become removed and the love for Krishna begins to flow again freely, stronger and stronger until it is finally free. Tivrena, it's called at that time, a strong current which pushes the remaining obstacles aside. Learning to fulfill the two human needs, to love and be loved, is only possible in the association of devotees. And when you learn this, there you will free the love and will find it goes to Krishna. I would now like to speak at the end about serving Krishna directly. You have to give the papaya to the devotee, that means devotee seva. You have to also give the papaya to Krishna. I will put the papaya here in case your attention goes somewhere else. Then you will look at the papaya and then you know where we are. When you want to serve Krishna, which form of Krishna do you feel is most merciful? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? I want to propose today, it's something which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given to us. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in order to give us the holy name of Krishna. The holy name of Krishna is non-different from Krishna with one exception. There's one special quality of the holy name which makes him a little different from Krishna in some ways. In Padma Purana it says Binatvang Nama Nami. You know, in the transcendental world the name is not different from the named, that is Radha Krishna, Hare Krishna are not different from the holy name. But still, the holy name has one special quality. This Krishna or Radha Krishna in the form of alphabets or in the form of letters, in the form of sound vibration, are even more merciful than their deity forms, their divine forms. See, Krishna comes only into a heart which is purified. But Krishna, in the form of His holy name, will come into the heart and purify the heart. Krishna, in the form of the holy name, takes, so to say, the dress, if you so want, of a street sweeper, takes the jaru, the broom, and cleanses the heart, so that Krishna, with a beautiful dhoti, with Srimati Radharani on his side, the gunja berries, and his bewitching smile as he takes his flute and gently presses it against the lips, that this Krishna comes into your heart, into your purified heart, which is purified by the name form of Krishna. Krishna only comes when you really have surrendered your life. Savadamang parijaja. But the holy name comes and purifies you sufficiently so that he comes. So I would say, in summary of this little presentation, learn to serve the devotees and learn to serve Krishna in his most merciful form, the form of his holy names. And then you will be able to free that love in your heart which wants to flow, which wants to be in motion, which wants to meet the divine object of love. As long as you don't love, your life is useless, and you will fill your life with so many other things which don't make you satisfied. But the moment you can experience love, and you can also give your love, that moment your life becomes meaningful and will attract all other necessities. Prabhupada has taught us many times, if you can give your love to Krishna, it's like giving water to the root of a tree. Then you don't have to water all the leaves and branches. No, the leaves and branches will automatically prosper and produce fruits. So if you can love Krishna, other things are automatically becoming attracted, or they are given into your life by Lord Krishna's merciful hands. So I want to give a summary of this little presentation. If you forget everything which you have heard today, don't forget the mango, please. The mango, it's mango, oops. I have forgotten everything what I said. Don't forget the papaya. The papaya in this story stands for giving your freeing your love, giving your love to the devotees of Krishna. And as you do that, you will experience a wonderful freedom of love. It will start to flow very wonderfully and go directly to Krishna's lotus feet. Now if you approach Krishna and you want to serve Krishna, you should do that in the form of the holy name, which you learn to chant with affection and deep feelings of, oh, my dear holy name, I'm worthless, but my Guru Maharaj has given me shelter so that I can chant now. Please accept me. Please don't take my offenses seriously. And you will see how Krishna takes care. The papaya in Maharati, papa means father and aya means mother. So, Krishna has a fatherly love to his devotees, and Radharani has a very affectionate and compassionate love. So when papaya can also mean Radha and Krishna if you so want. And those who are very, very rasic Vaishnavas, they can, when Radha and Krishna become one, when the bluish Lord Krishna steals the love of Radharani's heart, he becomes golden. And becomes whom? Gauranga, Gaura, 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 Gaura. So the papaya is very symbolic, but on a simple level, the papaya fruit just means learn to serve the devotees. My dear devotees of the daily temple, if you just learn this little thing, that each day you do something for the devotees, you give the papaya to a devotee, to Chokidar, to Swamiji, to Brother Cook and Brahmachari, this and so on, you will see miracles happening in this temple. You won't believe, because a circle of love all of a sudden begins to flow. Krishna will see that. Krishna will become attracted. Oh, they are serving my devotees. Oh, and something will happen. When you can please Krishna with something like serving his devotees, the still lake of Krishna's heart will become moved. And there will be waves in Krishna's heart, waves of compassion which will flow towards you and splash your own heart. This is what I wanted to talk about today. Tomorrow comes part two of this lecture. We will learn a little bit about 60, no, we will learn about 25 kinds of love. It's very psychological, but also very spiritual. Hare Krishna. So don't forget the papaya. Tomorrow, each one should give a papaya. I give this lecture in Russia, and there are no papayas in Russia. So I told the whole story, but with an apple, because there are apples in Russia. In Africa, I would give it with a banana, because it's not about the papaya or an apple or a banana. It's about giving your attention and service to devotees so that you can free the dammed up love which is in your heart. And then you can attract Krishna, who says, he who is the servant of my devotee, he is my servant. My dear devotees, it took me 36 years to give this simple lecture. But I have learned many things over the last years about this subject matter. Don't wait 36 years. Start with your papayas tomorrow. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So we'd like to thank once again So we were caught the short neck in the cover. Sweet pot is just a fruit, very good for constipation. Combined form of Radha Krishna, one. So when we see papaya, we remember the devotees and also Maharaja. So we are fortunate that we have got the opportunity to serve and we request Maharaja to come here once again and again. Tomorrow morning also, Maharaja will be giving Srimad Bhagavatam class.